With the division series tied one game apiece, the Cubs and Cardinals play this evening at Wrigley Field, and we thought we'd have a little fun by making a friendly wager with WBEZ. That's the public radio station in Chicago. The leaders of our organizations have already made a bet. If the Cardinals would happen to lose, St. Louis Public Radio will send them barbecue from Pappy's Smokehouse. And if the Cardinals are victorious here in St. Louis, we will get some Chicago deep dish pizza from Lou Malnati's. But talk show to talk show, we're upping the ante with a new bet. Joining me now is Jason Mark. He's the director and producer of the talk show at WBEZ. It's called The Morning Shift. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us.
Well, of course. You know, it's not after 5 o'clock, and so not watching the game just yet.
That's right. But I think that a lot of people will be watching that game at 5 o'clock. Now, I have to ask you, Wrigley Field is known as the friendly confines. Why exactly is that? Because it hasn't really been too friendly since, at least not since 1908.
It's called the Friendly Confines. It's also known as the place where dreams go to die. It's called the Friendly Confines because it's right there in the middle of the Lakeview neighborhood, surrounded by people who go about their business and go about their lives every single day. It's a small ballpark. It's a friendly neighborhood. There's ivy growing on the walls. And for my money, it's the greatest place in the world to see a ball game.
So what's the feeling in Chicago? You're in the division series now. You have a good team, a young team. What's the feeling there about these Cubs?
The feelings vary, really. I mean, people are excited. People are nervous. You got to understand that I'm not that different from a lot of Cub fans in that I'm a fourth generation fan, and I have seen my share of losing, and I have seen my share of heartbreak. I have seen us come close a couple of times, but I've never seen us, as you have seen your team many, many, many times, as Cardinal fans like to remind me, never seen them go to the big dance. So part of us, part of the whole thinking here is that this is a new crop of young players that have been put together by the brain trust that helped break the curse in Boston. And these guys haven't been around long enough to let any of the curses or any of the bad vibes sink in. They just want to go out every day, play hard, and think that they've got a great chance. On the other hand, of course, it is the Chicago Cubs, so You really never know what's going to happen.
Jake Arrieta takes the mound tonight. He's been fantastic. He shut out the Pirates in the wild card game. You got to feel high on him.
Well, I mean, this is a guy who's on a streak that's pretty much unprecedented in the modern game right now. This guy is absolutely lights out. But again, I'm not throwing any jinxes on anybody, but all good streaks will eventually come to an end. Let's just hope his streak comes to an end sometime a month or so from now. I think that if the Cubs are able to do what they did against the Pirates and get some runs early, I think a 2-run lead or a 3-run lead for Jake Arrieta at this point is like a 10-run lead. So, yeah, I think we're feeling pretty good about this.
Yeah, and I think the hope for the Cardinals fans is that they've done well in previous playoffs against all-star pitchers. Clayton Kershaw comes to mind last time around, where the Cardinals beat him twice in the division series. So
yeah, and I mean, you're throwing Michael Wacha out there. He had a pretty good first half of the year, a pretty good year, actually, generally. Not the greatest September, but I mean, when he was a rookie back in 2013, as you well know, he helped St. Louis reach the World Series with some fantastic performances.
Okay, so to the talk show bet, we're going to up the ante now. So if the Cardinals lose, we will send you Pie Pizzeria. Pizza, well-known here in St. Louis, a favorite of President Obama's, who's from Chicago. But if the Cardinals win, what will you send us?
Okay, we are going to send you, I don't know exactly how many, but another Chicago delicacy. My personal favorite Chicago delicacy is what's known as the Italian beef sandwich. It's a very, very thinly sliced roast beef, and it's cooked in this incredible concoction of juices and spices, and then you put it on a roll, and then you dip that roll into the juices and the spices. And then we throw on some hot peppers. We throw on some sweet peppers. We throw on something called jardiniere that we have here in Chicago to add a serious kick. We could do the beef sandwich alone, or we could do what's known as the combo, which is half beef and half Italian sausage. Either way, the beef sandwich, there are several that are famous around the city. My personal favorite is one from a place called Johnny's Beef, just outside the city limits in Elmwood Park. For my money, this is one of the great sandwiches in America, and we'll be sending some of those your way if, that is if, sir, you happen to win.
Does it hurt a little bit that President Obama's favorite deep dish pizza comes from St. Louis?
Well, you know, it hurts a little bit, but then, you know what, I think about, you know, you guys got this thing called toasted ravioli, and let's be honest here. It's like one of those bad mini pizza rolls that burns the skin off the roof of your mouth when you pop one in. That's considered one of your local delicacies. You know, I think about, you know, I think about, you know, what Obama said about your pizza. I think about all your championships, and then I think about, you know, every time someone here in Chicago flushes their toilet, it ends up right on the front door of Busch Stadium. So, ooh. At this point, you know, nothing's going to rattle me, my friend.
Mm. Well, I could go on and list some of the things that have happened since the Cubs last won the World Series. The Titanic was built and sank. There's been a major movie about it. Four states, well, at least four have been added to the Union since Chicago won the World Series. But we can save that discussion for another time. Jason, Mark, thanks so much for spending a little bit of time with us today.
Alex, thank you.